The third and final part of the UK Organ Festival's trilogy is a roundup of artists who also made contributions to this pioneering music scene. Last month's programme ended with that famous recording by Klaus Wunderlich of Tico Tico, and as many of his still faithful fans know, he also composed many recordings in his lifetime. One of those was a catchy little number called Happy Beat, and John Bowdler, who has become a firmly established member of the Blackpool team of organists for some years now, made several appearances at the Pontins Organ Festivals. So, from a very early cassette that John made at a Technics organ, let's remind ourselves of that happy beat, coupled with Brazil, which saw him achieve his present standing in the organ world today.
Thank you.
John Bowdler at the Technics with Happy Beat and Brazil. Not all the organists went on to make commercial or even private recordings back then, and one such organist was Stephen Vincent, who was demonstrating for one of the major exhibitors. In more recent times, he's been heard on my programme, and as he falls into the aforementioned category, I can only strongly suggest that you check out his ever-increasing offerings on YouTube, because they're both musically and visually exciting. Since those festival days, one organist has continued her interest and involvement in the electronic organ scene and has been a regular contributor to the Keyboard Cavalcade magazine. Here then is Penny Whedon on Yamaha EL90 with The Little Curly-Headed March. Curly-Headed March, played by Penny Whedon. Another female player who became a firm favourite was Angela Turner, who continues to be heard on my programme to this day, despite now being registered as a partially sighted person. Back then, I made some recordings of her when she played at the Bird in Hand Public House in Wigton in Cumbria, where her parents, Morris and Jennifer, were mine hosts. Here is Symphonies of the Sea. Thank you. nautical flavour to the programme there, Symphonies of the Sea, played by Angela Turner from her CD Hooray for Hollywood. Well, with those festivals, we were ever trying to put on new attractions, and on a couple of occasions, we engaged the Merseyside instrumental group, the Danny Mannix Trio. There'll Never Be Another You, played there by the Danny Mannix Trio. The organ scene during those early festival days began to produce some very good players, but many, despite their talents, decided not to make it a career path. One such girl, I recall, had quite a lot going for her, and that was Stephanie Slater, who appears to have left but a single cassette as her contribution to the scene back then. She uses the HS6 Yamaha Electone and an AVS10 expander with a number that became embroiled in a very big lawsuit back in the 80s. Originally titled Charanda Se Foy, it became better known as the Lambada. Thank you. The Lambada, played there by Stephanie Slater. And if anybody knows where Stephanie is these days, perhaps they'd let me know. Someone with a very modern approach to organ playing was Chris Giles, who did make a series of commercial cassettes, but then decided to drop out of the scene to concentrate on other business opportunities. But not before stamping his mark on the organ scene with this number. A famous piece written especially for the accordion, but played on the Versi Galaxy W4SKT. This is Bel Visso. So played by Chris Giles. Peter Haywood has long been associated with the electronic organ world, and back in 1987 it was with Wells Music Stores, regular supporters of the festivals. Peter was a demo artist for several companies including Lowry, Hohner and Baldwin, and it's on the Baldwin 170 Overture model that we hear him play Who Pays the Ferryman?
Thank you.
Agrippa is the Ferryman, played there by Peter Haywood. An organist who has recently come back into the organ and concert circuit scene is Steve Hubble, but in 1987 it saw him making his very first appearance at Middleton Towers, where he gave an exciting performance of a tune called Dueling Banjos. In 2014, he revamped the tune again, and here it is, and it's taken from his CD, My Music. Steve Hubble with the multi-keyboard arrangement of Dueling Banjos. Now, if memory serves me correctly, Phil Tempest was a farmer from the northeast of England who certainly proved that looking after livestock never stopped him from mastering the electronic organ, and he became quite a regular and popular artist to entertain the audiences. Here's a track from one of his cassettes that he recorded in those days, which features these two great Beatles numbers, Yesterday and Michelle.
Yesterday
Some musical memories there of the Beatles, played by Phil Tempest. Earlier I mentioned John Bowdler as having become a member of the famous Tower Blackpool team of organists. But before him was a young Nicholas Martin, who also appeared at the Pontins and AOE festivals before eventually moving from Blackpool to the once famous Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round venue in Northamptonshire. Please don't write in and ask me what happened to that famous Wurlitzer, because your guess is as good as mine. However, Nicholas Martin did go on to make several electronic organ recordings, and to this day is still a much sought-after performer on the organ world circuit. Here then is the sound of the Technics FA1, and since this programme is produced each month in Cornwall, what better than the lovely composition, Morning in Cornwall. As I've said many times in these three programmes, there were quite a lot of talented youngsters back then, and one who became a firm favourite, of course, for many, many years, is Andrew Tutell. Well, he gave up the organ world and is now the senior lecturer at Salford University. But back then he did make some quite exciting CDs, and from one of them is that very popular ballad, Almost Like Being in Love. Sounds of the Technics GX7 and a Rode 660 keyboard in the hands there of Andrew Tutell. Well, from Andrew Tutell to Anthony Lomas. Anthony was not only a very, very talented player, but he and his entire family were basically part of the crew who used to put on the festivals back then. One of his latest and possibly even his last CDs was this next one called Multiplicity, and it features him on the Boehm Imperio organ. We'll be right back. Anthony Lomas there on the Boehm with Lotto Zahlen, or Lotto Numbers if you prefer. In 1994, Pontins decided they would start to amalgamate the organ festival weeks with those incorporating the ones aimed at their popular ballroom dance devotees. It was a situation that was never going to really work for all concerned, and so in 1995, the organ festivals moved to the Pontins Blackpool venue. And so, for the final time at Morecambe, the big lineup had some big names, including the famous Swiss-born Versi artist Kurt Preiner. Here he is with I Dig the Way You're Rockin'.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
The Versi organ there with Kurt Preiner, who sadly passed away in 2018. But the UK too had its big names, and making one of his very rare, in fact I think the only AOE Pontins Festival appearance, saw John Mann, together with one of his legendary eminent 2000 Grand Theatre organ models. Is there any more instantly recognisable sound than this? Prince of the organ world, John Mann, with I Love You, Samantha, and Rosalie, I Love You. Make up your mind, John. Well, what started out many years earlier, thanks to an idea by Cled Griffin, has gone on to continue to this very day under the banner of the Association of Organ Enthusiasts. But before we leave Pontins, here are three artists who gave never-to-be-forgotten concert appearances, beginning with the one and only Chiyo Tsunamoto. This pint-sized personality, who died very suddenly in 2018, was a joy to both listen to and be in her company. And having compared a few concerts for her, passing at only 59 years of age came as quite a great shock. This track from one of her early cassettes poses the musical question, "When will I be famous?" To which my reply would most certainly be that of, "You were born to be famous." Chiyo Tsunemoto. When Will I Be Famous, played there by Chiyo Tsunemoto from a very early cassette titled Sentimental Journey. One of the most spectacular concerts we ever staged was the one featuring some of the earliest United Kingdom appearances of the now legendary Max Takano, one of the biggest ambassadors for Yamaha organs. Here's Max with a version of The Cat. Now, as I indicated last month, it was impossible to include everyone who played at the Pontins and AOE festivals, and I'm afraid that is the case yet again in this specially extended edition of Organ First Radio. But if I've not included someone who you remember playing, maybe it's because they didn't make any recordings or our old friend Time beating us once again. To take us out of this special edition, which I hope you've enjoyed, I'm going to leave it to the one and only organist who you could guarantee would have the auditorium filled with his own colleagues, ever hoping to pick up a few playing tips or just sitting back to enjoy his performances. That was none other than the Governor himself, the sadly missed but brilliant Brian Rodwell, who's about to explain the answer of which all the numbers he plays are his favourites.
We're going to now move back to the T500 and try and put that one through its paces a little bit. You know, it's surprising. People say to me, what's your favourite tune? And it's rather difficult because I like so many. So what I thought we might do is have a little bit of fun and, in actual fact, put them all together in this rather odd arrangement of T for Two.
Sound of the Hammond organ together with Brian Rodwell live in concert. As I've indicated several times in this trilogy of programmes centred around the formation of the organ festival scene by the late Cled Griffin, the founder father if you will, the initial Pontins based festivals eventually morphed into the AOE, which to this day still holds organ festivals, the details of which can be found on their internet web pages. I hope you've enjoyed hearing some of the original artists, many no longer with us, but not only that, the sounds of the various organ models showcased and preferred by many of the artists back then. Next month, it'll be the Christmas show, but don't expect the usual run-of-the-mill festive musical fare. I'll leave you guessing, and as usual, it's time for me to say, as ever, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.